So, praise God. Let's take a look at our word briefly this morning. I'm going to look at the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 33. I'm going to look at a couple of Psalms. But I'm going to start in Psalms chapter 33. I still hear pages turning. Psalm chapter 33, starting at verse 1. Psalm 33, verse 1. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Then turn a few pages over to Psalm chapter 40, same book, Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40, beginning at verse 1, Psalm chapter 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth. A hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. And then lastly, Psalm 96, a few chapters over, and Psalms, still in Psalms. Psalm chapter 96. Psalm chapter 96, verse 1 says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. I'm going to share with you a few thoughts this morning from the topic, sing a new song. Sing a new song. How many of you have ever been in a choir? A few, right? Praise God. I was thinking about music and choir recently and just had some thoughts. This is not real words, it's just some thoughts this morning. And it's kind of funny to me when you think about music and singing. There's kind of different levels of ability that different ones have. And so at one far end, there's kind of people who are tone deaf, quite frankly. And they aren't able to hear tonality. Tone deaf is actually defined as the inability to discriminate between musical notes. They can't really tell. They can kind of fake it, but to be honest, they don't really know. They can't really follow, and God forbid, they can't really sing and carry a tune. That's what I used to say about one person. He couldn't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow. but God bless them. And so, but moving, leaving behind those folks, then you have kind of average citizens who have maybe moderate ability to discriminate between notes, but they wouldn't call themselves singers per se. But then you have some folks who, you know, can, and most of us can kind of sing to one level or another. And so you have kind of amateur singers, who can kind of carry a tune, but maybe just the melody. Then you got kind of people who can kind of differentiate between the melody and the harmony. And then when you talk about the harmony, you know, typically we will have, like in a choir, we'll have people separated into different voices. You know, you have sopranos, you have your altos, and you have your tenors, and you have your basses. And in a reasonable choir, of course, people will be able to carry the tunes. And if you recall ever being on the choir, there's different aspects of learning and abilities that I noticed. There's kind of the fair abilities where you're able to hear the harmony, and you're able to hear and learn your part. If you're a soprano, you're able to hear that part when the choir director is teaching that part. Okay, sopranos, here's your part. And it's just the soprano singing, and you're able to hear it. And okay, I got it. And you kind of got it for a moment. And then he goes to the next group, the altos, and teaches, okay, altos, here's your part. And he teaches. And then he comes back, okay, yeah, soprano, sing your part with the altos. And you thought you had your part. But then, and you sing with the sopranos by yourself, but then when the altos start singing, and you're hearing the altos singing, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what was my part again? Was it like that? And then you start singing the alto parts. Wait, and then you kind of get confused. And you kind of got to, well, yeah, I know, some of y'all who've been in choirs. And so, and the people that were able to do that well, so they're able to hold on to their part, even though the other group is singing their parts. Okay, I got my part solidly. And that kind of a thing, it occurred to me, is similar to what happens to us in our walk. So at one level, we have folks, I said, musically, there are folks who are tone deaf. Well, in the spirit, there are folks who are kind of tone deaf. They don't hear anything about God and spiritual principles. They are Ephesians 4:18 says the Gentiles were darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God. They were spiritually tone deaf. And it goes on in Ephesians 4 and says, and such at one time were we. We were spiritually tone deaf. God was singing and said, okay, come on. You're like, ah. He's like, oh man, you just ain't hearing me, brother. You just not hearing me, sister. Okay, well, maybe another time. Maybe you'll grow. Spiritually tone deaf. But praise God, we got to a point where we began to hear because we became new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, we became a new creation. Old things became new. And at that point, we got to the point where we go, oh, I never realized there was a tone playing there. And you could hear it and you could start to sing along. But as a new creation, you're kind of a spiritual baby, and you're kind of struggling, kind of learning. You can't really follow that tune that the master is playing for you. But you get the point, okay, I got my tune. And you come into a worship facility like this, and the Lord, the pastor's teaching you your part. You say, yes, I got my part. Then you walk out these doors, and you hear people singing some other part. You're like, oh, wait, what was my part? Wait, I can't hear it. That's the after part going. And there's a level of maturity where it's fine coming here and hear the message here, but the point is not just to have a soprano part. The point is for you to be able to go out there in the world and be able to hold on to that soprano part while everybody else is singing the alto, tenor, and bass. It doesn't do any good if you drift in up into the alto, tenor, and bass. You're supposed to be singing soprano. And so there's a level of progression. And you know what it takes oftentimes is practice. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. That's why we have to come, we have to not just hear that thing, but practice it and work on it and focus on it. Man, what was it that pastor said? Man, what was it that minister said? And because I, you know, when I went to that place, I tried to sing my part, and I quite frankly, I missed it. I was singing all of that ungodly other parts because I wasn't focused. I didn't practice. I didn't really pay attention. I was just casual about it. And that's where we need to get, where we're so focused on learning our part, not just being casual about practicing, focusing on it in the quietness of your home, understand, rehearsing that part so that when you go to that workplace, because that's your performance place, that's your stage. That workplace, that family gathering, where so-and-so is going to be doing all kinds of strange things to you, getting on your last nerve, are you going to be able to sing your part? when they're singing their part of discordance, hatred, anger, backbiting, false accusations, are you going to be able to sing your part? The most difficult discordance I found is when I finally learned my part with the men are singing, we learned our part, and we got our part together, and we're not confused by the altos and the sopranos. We're singing our part. The most difficult discordance or going off happens when I'm not so confused by the altos and the sopranos, but if another man goes off, I was kind of aligning myself with him, and all of a sudden he's singing over. I'm like, whoa, I'm listening to him. Oh, is he right? Am I right? That's the most difficult discordance for me. When someone with whom I am vocally aligned starts going off, I'm not so influenced by those sopranos and altos because I've learned to tune them out. But I'm trying to sing together with my other fellow, and I'm like, wow. And that takes an extra level of knowledge of my part where I'm confident that, no, this is the baritone part. Not, he's supposed to be baritone with me, but he's going off a little. Why am I saying that? Because as in the natural, so in the spiritual. Sometimes the most difficult challenge you have is when that fellow Christian, that person who you looked at as a leader, is telling you something that's a little bit off. They're supposed to be in your section, in your group, but all of a sudden they're singing something a little discordant. And you're like, what, is that my part? Is that, well, they're in my group. They're standing next to me, so that must be the part. So then you migrate over to what they're doing and start singing that off part. And the choir director looking at you. And that's what happens in the spirit. Don't let, just because someone is physically in your group, if their life, if their melody, their harmony starts going off, you are to look at what the musical score says, not necessarily what they're singing. What does the musical score say that you're supposed to be singing? And you need to know the score and have rehearsed it so much that you are not distracted by that person, even though they're physically in your group wearing the same robe color that you are in your section, but you are not distracted because you have determined, you have rehearsed, you have committed, you have studied the score, and you know that you know that you know. This is the part I'm supposed to be singing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Good work. So focus on what the Lord is telling you. Be a part of that spiritual choir, that heavenly choir, and sing a new song. Psalms, in closing, Psalm 98 says, sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. If I had more time, I'd teach you that part, which we've heard, some of us have heard. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. Verse 4, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Because as verse 1 tells us, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Shout marvelous.
Marvelous.
Be blessed.
Thank you.